President Barack Obama is lifting the ban on travel to the United States for people with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The U.S. is one of only about a dozen countries that still bar travelers with HIV from entering the country. President Obama says it's time for the 22-year travel ban to end.
If we want to be the global leader in combating HIV/AIDS, we need to act like it. And that's why on Monday, my administration will publish a final rule that eliminates the travel ban, effective just after the new year.
The president says the ban was based on fear rather than fact.
We talk about reducing the stigma of this disease, yet we've treated a visitor living with it as a threat. We lead the world when it comes to helping stem the AIDS pandemic, yet we are one of only a dozen countries that still bar people from HIV from entering our own country.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in 1987 added HIV/AIDS to the list of communicable diseases that disqualified a person from entering the United States. The department tried to reverse the decision in 1991, but in 1993, Congress made HIV infection the only medical condition listed under immigration law as grounds for being denied entry. Mr. Obama says that in overturning the ban, he's finishing a process begun by former President George W. Bush. He says doing so will help advance the cause of HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment.
It's a step that will encourage people to get tested and get treatment. It's a step that will keep families together, and it's a step that will save lives.
Mr. Obama made the announcement as he signed an extension of a government AIDS initiative that began in 1990. The Ryan White AIDS Program provides medical care, medication, and support services to about 500,000 Americans. The bill is named for a boy who contracted AIDS through a blood transfusion at age 13. Kent Klein, VOA News, The White House.